This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to a new feature that we're going to be bringing you. It's called The State of Politics, and I'm happy to report that my partner in this endeavor is a voice you're already quite familiar with. Rick Plute is the State Bureau Chief and Managing Editor of the Michigan Public Radio Network, and thank you for agreeing to doing this with us, Rick.
Pleasure.
We're going to focus, whenever we have these conversations, on what is happening at the state capitol and its potential impacts throughout the state, but also here in Washtenaw County. And you have your finger on the pulse of what's happening in Lansing. The return of the state legislature and priorities in the House and Senate, that's going to come up as we head into next week, because after a two-week spring recess, the legislature will return on Tuesday. Have you heard anything about what the priorities are going to be upon return?
Sure. And we should point out at the outset that whatever these priorities are, they're probably going to want to deal with them pretty quickly, because this is also an election year. Before the legislature left, the Senate adopted a set of reforms that are supposed to address basically making sure that there's not another situation like what happened at Michigan State University with Larry Nassar, but also addressing sexual misconduct in general on campuses, businesses, public institutions. And even though that passed with bipartisan support in the Senate, in fact, it was just a handful of Republicans who were in the majority who voted against it, there's not a bicameral agreement on what should happen. And so the state House, also run by Republicans, is running its own inquiry, and they're going to use the results of that to come up with their own set of proposals to deal with different types of sexual misconduct. That's probably kind of the marquee one.
Anytime you have legislation that is this high profile, there's a lot of politicking going on behind the scenes, and former Governor John Engler is now the interim president at Michigan State University, and some of the accounts I've heard is he is working hard behind the scenes to best protect Michigan State University, and those efforts may be contrary to what the legislation proposes. What have you heard?
Not just behind the scenes, that President Engler showed up before a meeting of the Senate Higher Education Budget Subcommittee and basically delivered them a tongue lashing for a package that he says is going to drive up litigation costs in general and is making it that much harder for the university to come up with a global settlement package with the Larry Nassar victim.
What is your impression of his level of influence over the current Republican administration?
Well, you know, he is a legendary figure in Michigan Republican circles, but remember that none of the legislators serving today were serving when John
Right.
Engler was in fact governor, and that's kind of reflected in the reception that he's getting. The chair of the subcommittee thought that on the whole, Engler, who, remember, he was there to ask for money, was on the whole disrespectful to the legislature and to the victims. However, Engler, who's also joined by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, an influential business group, the Michigan Catholic Church, seem to have succeeded in slowing this down in the state house, and we'll see what the House comes up with in terms of a package for addressing sexual misconduct.
And then we're going to have to go to reconciliation. And you're saying that the timeline's going to be pretty quick on this whole entire deal.
Well, yeah. First of all, the closer you get to the elections, the more politics behind all of this ramps up. But also, it's just a matter of time that candidates who are running for either re-election or running for another office would rather be spending their time knocking on doors and talking to Rotary clubs than spending their time in Lansing.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair. You're listening to our new feature, The State of Politics, and our partner in this endeavor is the State Bureau Chief and Managing Editor of the Michigan Public Radio Network, that of course being Rick Plute. And Rick, as we talk about elections, the Democratic nominating convention is coming up, and how do you see that turning out?
Well, this is actually the Democratic endorsement convention.
Right.
And it's kind of a unique beast that Michigan Democrats came up with this idea 10 years ago that instead of waiting until after the primary, when the gubernatorial nominee is selected, that they would hold a convention before their summer convention. And we should point out, in Michigan, even though gubernatorial candidates are selected in a primary, attorney general, secretary of state, lieutenant governor, those are all selected at summer party conventions. And so what the Democrats want to do is they want to get ahead of the Republicans by coalescing behind an endorsed nominee even before they're the official nominee to give them more time to organize, to
message, certainly mixed success
fundraise.
Over the decade it's been in existence.
Yes, it has not been an unqualified right. success, but they still find it to be better than the alternative. So this is going to be happening not this weekend, but next weekend on Sunday, April 15th in Detroit. And the marquee race is the nominating fight between Dana Nessel, who's a hero of the LGBT rights movement for her work in her legal work, legalizing same-sex marriage, versus Patrick Miles, a former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan, appointed by President Obama. And it's become something of a proxy fight between the progressive wing of the party behind Dana Nessel and the more centrist and sometimes called establishment wing of the party, which is getting behind Patrick Miles.
Based on any polling you've read, is there an expectation one or the other will come out of that endorsement convention with the support of the majority of the party for the attorney general's position?
It is really hard to poll convention delegates, especially the way that the Democratic Party convention rules are set up, is that basically any party member, anyone who signed up a month before the convention, can show up and cast a vote. And what happens is the votes are divided proportionally. So it's in everyone's tactical interest to try and get as many of your people first signed up and then get them to show up at the convention to vote. But the sense is that Patrick Miles was supposed to be the favorite in this, but Dana Nessel is really giving him a run, and some people even now consider her the favorite based on not my ear to the ground, but what I'm hearing from Democratic Party insiders who have their ears to the ground.
And once again, after the endorsement convention, it is not all sewn up or locked up, although somebody would have certainly a leg up. We'll have to get to the August party convention before it's fully decided.
It is, although both Nessel and Miles have basically signed a pledge that they will respect the results of the endorsement convention.
Beyond that, the Michigan Supreme Court is going to take up a case that involves the Ann Arbor School District next week, and that is about guns in schools. Of course, the Ann Arbor School District is among those who have decided that they do not want guns in their buildings anywhere in the district. There are gun advocates who are taking the case to court against not only the Ann Arbor School District, but the Clio School District as well. Is there any sense right. or scuttlebutt around the Capitol that how this is going to turn out? Because it is going to set a precedent throughout the state.
Because it is the state Supreme Court, even though there are only two school districts that are engaged in the litigation, it will affect every school district. And that's why a lot of statewide school organizations have filed amicus briefs asking the court mm-hmm. to rule in favor of letting schools decide this question. Now, you might remember that there is a controversy, and it's related but separate, over a loophole in Michigan's concealed weapons law that allows people who have a concealed pistol license the legal right within the law to carry a firearm openly in a school.
Right, just now, can't conceal
are,
it.
Right. Now, there are a lot of questions, though, as to whether or not there are federal regulations that still give administrators and principals the authority to, you know, basically maintain order and a positive learning environment in schools that still may allow them to do that. And the legislature is trying to tackle that inconsistency in the language of the law. These two Supreme Court cases are about whether or not a state law that says local governments cannot pass their own firearm ordinances that are stricter than the state law, actually just says that they can't pass their own firearms ordinances, and whether schools are covered by that law or whether they are accepted from that law. The gun rights groups say no, that school districts are local governments like any other, and they're covered by it. The schools say no, this was aimed specifically at municipalities and counties, and that's who the law should be confined to. A precedent that's being argued about this is years ago, public libraries, which have their own boards, tried to argue they were entities separate from the local governments that this state preemption law was aimed at. And that's why gun rights groups think that they have some hope of basically making sure that schools are folded into the preemption law as well. Schools hoping that's not going to happen, but also, regardless of the results of this case, will still argue that they have a right and a responsibility to maintain order and a productive learning environment under federal rules, and could still do that.
Well, certainly the folks in the Ann Arbor Public School District and districts around the state are going to be watching closely, as will we. And of course, the Michigan Public Radio Network will be on top of that. And once decisions are made, you'll pass them along.
We will.
Rick, thank you very much for the time today, and thank you for being a part of a new feature here on WEMU. We're most grateful.
Thank you. Privileged to be asked.
That is Rick Pluta, State Bureau Chief and Managing Editor of the Michigan Public Radio Network, our partner in the new feature, The State of Politics. And you'll hear it regularly on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.